President Donald Trump is set to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday in a key White House meeting. This will be their second sit-down since Trump's return to office, and comes at a time when tensions in Gaza have escalated following Israel's military actions. The two leaders are expected to discuss several critical issues, including the ongoing conflict in Gaza, tariffs, and international relations. Israel's military has been operating in Gaza, deploying troops to enforce a security corridor aimed at pressuring Hamas. Netanyahu's office confirmed that the meeting would also address efforts to secure the return of hostages taken during October 7, 2023, as well as Israel's strained relationship with the International Criminal Court, ICC. In February, Netanyahu was the first foreign leader invited to the White House during Trump's second term. At that time, Trump proposed the controversial idea of permanently resettling displaced Palestinians outside Gaza, a suggestion which faced severe backlash from Palestinians and several Arab nations. The ongoing onslaught in Gaza has led to a humanitarian crisis, with over 50,000 Palestinians reported killed in Israeli airstrikes and military operations, according to Gaza's health ministry. The White House meeting will also touch on the recent tariff disputes. Israel is currently facing a 17% tariff, which has drawn criticism from Netanyahu's government. Moreover, Trump is expected to discuss Israel's relations with Turkey and the broader Iranian threat. Protests have been mounting worldwide against both Trump's and Netanyahu's handling of the situation in Gaza, with demonstrations in European cities such as London, Paris, and Berlin. Relatives of hostages in Gaza have also urged Trump to apply pressure on Netanyahu to end the war and bring back the captives. The White House confirmed that the two leaders would discuss the broader Middle Eastern situation, including Israel-Turkey relations, and explore future U.S. support for Israel's military operations.